McLean County's new administrator has worked for the county for just 16 months as its health department director, but Camille Rodriguez tells GLT's Eric Stock the hard and soft skills she has honed in 20 years of local and state government work have prepared her for the new role. That includes negotiating large government contracts in Illinois and her native Wisconsin.
What I say the hard skills I can bring includes listening to constituents, understanding policy, and also then making things happen after listening to all those folks. Soft skills included, I think I'm energetic. I think that will be important for the county administrator position. I think that I definitely have the skills of listening and of being able to speak on behalf of those who wish me to forward an agenda or explain a policy or a part of code. So I will bring all of those things to the table.
And much of your background and experience has been in the realm of health in various dimensions. Health, of course, has become a major issue in McLean County with the Mental Health Action Plan. And County Board Chairman John McIntyre has said that's become such a big part of the administrator's job, sort of above and beyond your normal responsibilities. You've played a role in that already here in your current job. To what extent might that help you in your new role?
The knowledge that I have of the initiatives forwarded by Chairman McIntyre are going to be essential in doing the job of county administrator. I know that our experience here at the health department and in me representing the Board of Health and their service to the community as a grantor of funds relative to behavioral health was the beginning of that relationship. And the knowledge that the health department is already a player in understanding and getting to know even emerging issues relative to behavioral health was the beginning of that upon my arrival. And because of some of those experiences that I explained to you in my career, Chairman McIntyre and County Administrator Wasson, and now Tricia Malott, the Behavioral Health Coordinating Council Supervisor, have been really team players with me in us discussing these up-and-coming services and how they will be positively affecting the community.
And there's been some new developments in the past couple of months with the Triage Center. There have also been cuts to other services in the at the local level where the county has had to intervene. Where do you see this going forward and any particular priorities that you're going to look to set forth in the coming months?
Of course, I serve the county board. I will serve the county board in my new position as county administrator, and I'm looking forward to finding out what county board members see as the priorities. It cannot be denied that even right now the Board of Health is working with providers relative to addressing any issues that are emerging in the community relative to funding, relative to services, and I'll bring forth some of those real hard and soft skills relative to talking with county board members so that we together can set priorities and the chairman can provide me with direction relative to those priorities.
And McLean County, much like any other government body, has had its share of budget constraints in recent years. Tax revenue has been largely stagnant. The board has historically insisted on not raising the property tax rate. Administration has had to consistently go back to department heads and say, can you find a little bit more money to cut? Do you expect that trend to continue, or are there other ways possibly that you could address that issue?
I have been in government long enough and in leadership positions long enough where I am used to hearing my superiors request that I do more with less or utilize my resources in an innovative manner to get the most out of the funding that we do receive, and I'll continue to carry on that tradition. I would never want to be in a position where the burden is placed on others. I want our leadership within McLean County to always look within and say, how can we become more efficient? That doesn't mean necessarily to me cutting anything, but what it does mean is rethinking things, getting rid of the theory of, well, we've always done it this way. I think that collaboration is the key. And if we can become efficient by working together, that will be something that I bring forth to the chairman and to the county board to try to address those types of issues.
That's incoming McLean County Administrator Camille Rodriguez with GLT's Eric Stock. Rodriguez starts in her new role June 1st. She replaces Bill Wasson, who's retiring after 34 years in McLean County government.